Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT Journal family. I'm excited to sit down today with Sarah Whalen, Director, Open Research Americas for Wiley, who is the publisher of ASCPT's three journals. Sarah, thank you so much for being here today. Welcome to the podcast. And why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Hi, Elena, and I'm happy to be here today. As the Director of Open Research Americas, I serve as the subject matter expert for open research initiatives and developments across North, Central, and South America. My career spans both major publishing houses like Wiley, Elsevier, and Random House, and society publishers like AAAS and the American Physical Therapy Association. Throughout my positions, I've championed open research, led strategic portfolio management, and developed innovative approaches and partnerships in open access publishing. Wiley was founded in 1807 and is one of the world's largest publishers and a trusted leader in research and learning. As the world's leading society publishing partner, we collaborate with prestigious societies worldwide, including ASCPT, to provide a wide portfolio of scholarly communications. Our industry-leading content, services, and platforms are tailored to researchers, students, and institutions. Thank you for inviting me to chat today.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here. And it's funny that you mentioned Elsevier. I got my start there as well. You're joining me today to talk about Wiley's transformational agreements. Let's start there. What is a transformational agreement and how does it differ from traditional subscription-based publishing models? Can you explain the key goals behind Wiley's transformational agreements?
A transformational agreement converts a traditional subscription into comprehensive read and publish access. When your institution or country participates in a Wiley transformational agreement, researchers gain the ability to publish their work open access in Wiley journals while maintaining access to the Wiley journal portfolio. Our key goals are to deliver greater access, discoverability, and impact for our authors and institutions via open access publishing. Research published under a Wiley transformational agreement demonstrates measurable benefits, including increased citation rates, higher usage metrics, and significantly wider international visibility and impact compared to traditional subscription articles.
Thank you. Let's say I'm an author and I'm looking to submit to an ASCPT journal. How would I know if my country or institution is currently eligible for a transformational agreement? How many countries and institutions do these agreements currently cover?
Wiley provides multiple ways to verify participation. During the submissions and acceptance process, you can quickly verify coverage using our eligibility checker that identifies eligibility when you enter your institutional affiliation. We also maintain a comprehensive author services site that provides up-to-date information on all the institutions and countries covered under Wiley transformational agreements. Wiley currently has 109 transformational agreements, including over 3,000 institutions and covering over 95,000 articles, and those numbers continue to grow globally.
Thanks, Sarah. I know you mentioned an eligibility checker link, and I'll put a link to that in the description for this episode. What if I want to publish in Clinical Pharmacology and Therapeutics, which is our hybrid journal, meaning that it's partially open access and partially subscription-based? Would a transformational agreement apply there?
Yes, Wiley offers flexible models for transformational agreements that are customized to fit our customers' usage and publishing needs, including options for both hybrid and gold open access publishing. This ensures authors have choices that best suit their research dissemination requirement.
How about licensing? If I wanted to publish under, say, a Creative Commons license, would that be affected?
Wiley supports authors' choice for licensing. All of our fully open access journals and most of our hybrid journals publish articles under a Creative Commons license. The author or the author's employer retains copyright while the public is allowed to reuse the content in accordance with the terms of the Creative Commons license selected. The copyright owner then grants Wiley a license to publish the article and identify as the original publisher. Some consortia and institutions encourage their researchers to use a specific license to be compliant with funder mandates. And for those agreements, authors will see this recommendation during the author services workflow.
Are there any particular criteria that would make my article eligible or ineligible for coverage under one of these transformational agreements?
Rather than applying rigid eligibility criteria, we work collaboratively with each customer to determine if a transformational agreement aligns with their needs. We offer flexible agreement models that are carefully tailored to match our customers' specific usage patterns and research output requirements. This flexibility allows us to address the growing demand for open access publishing options across the globe. In India, for example, we've developed both subscription packages through their One Nation, One Subscription program and customized transformational agreements with individual institutions to fit their researchers' specific needs to publish open access in India. Our recent transformational agreement with Copies in Brazil effectively enables seamless access to high-quality research and reinforces a shared commitment to advancing Brazilian research on the global stage.
That's really interesting. Finally, sell me on this. What are the advantages to me, our hypothetical author, in publishing under a transformational agreement?
I love this question because we recently developed a tool to measure the impact of existing Wiley transformational agreements using comprehensive data analysis. And the benefits are very compelling, according to the data. Across the Wiley portfolio, compared to the articles published in the last year of a traditional subscription, open access articles published in the first year of a Wiley transformational agreement delivered on average a 49% increase in usage globally. That includes, for example, a 72% increase in usage in Brazil, a 78% usage increase in South Africa, and a 134% increase in usage in Iran. Authors of open access articles under a Wiley agreement also saw a 50% increase in citations. And institutions under a Wiley transformational agreement saw an average of 44% increase in open access publishing output. These advantages create significant value for researchers and institutions seeking to maximize the impact and accessibility of their work.
Thanks, Farah. I appreciate you walking me through all of that. Is there anything else you'd like prospective authors to know about these agreements or even just publishing with Wiley?
Whether you're an early career researcher establishing your reputation or an established scientist expanding your influence, the data shows that publishing open access under a Wiley transformational agreement can significantly raise your scholarly profile and your institution's profile through increased citation rates, higher usage metrics, and significantly wider international visibility and impact.
Well, again, thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, and I really enjoyed our conversation. We will put links to the resources Sarah mentioned in the description of this episode. And of course, if you have questions, you can always contact any of us on the ASCPT Journal staff, and we're happy to help you find answers. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. While you're here, be sure to check out past episodes and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.